folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable, NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. All right, folks, it is Monday, August 31st. Welcome to the show. It's Long Shots Radio, our last Monday Major League Baseball edition for the summer. As you know, August 31st, we are less than 24 hours away from being the month of September, which is my favorite month of the entire year. Kids go back to school, fantastic. A little bit more traffic out there on the roadway, so be it. But we are going to go hard in September, October, November, December, January, right through to the February Super Bowl. The time that guys wait for all year long is finally upon us. A lot of fantasy drafts going off over this weekend since we finally got through the last week, technically, of preseason football. Even though there are a few games, obviously, this week in week four to finish out the preseason. But everybody knows which teams are going to be good, looks like which teams are going to be bad, who's headed for an uptick, who is completely falling off the map. The time is now to fire and get ready for the season. But you know Donnie Wrightside, you know the way I am. I don't fire on impulse. I don't fire on what I've seen in the preseason. I need hardcore facts heading into college football and professional football before I let myself and put my clients and friends on wagers. The month of September is, again, my favorite month out of the year, and I don't even lay a wager down to the last week of September because we have to wait and gather information to see what's official in football season and what is not official. Who's a mirage and who is for real? You're going to find a lot out about teams over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Let the numbers settle in. Let the team settle in, similar to baseball season. Let everybody find their groove, who looks like they're going to be a good team. The numbers will be right exactly where you want them to be by the end of September. If you did listen to the show on Thursday night when we had our guest world champion handicapper Jim Feist on the show, went over with him in the month of September, it is a fact, and it's been retweeted multiple times over the weekend by numerous outlets in Las Vegas. It's no secret out there, folks, that Las Vegas wins more money in sports gambling in the month of September than any other month out of the year. Why is that? Everybody has their bankroll. They're ready for football season. But you might as well have a dartboard or a roulette wheel to get you through the first 2 to 3 weeks in college football and the National Football League. I don't care how Bowling Green opened up in 1983. I don't care if Central Michigan had a big win in 1991 over a Big 12 team. I don't care that Michigan opened the season under Bo Schembechler in 1982 and covered a 16.5 point spread. I don't care. There's new coaching regimes, new teams, new conferences, new situations all the time. Don't care if a team is 15-0 on opening day versus the spread when the sky is blue with three clouds in the sky with a chance of rain for the next day. I don't care. It means absolutely nothing. Last year, Devin Gardner was the quarterback for Michigan. They stunk. New coaching staff, new quarterback, new system this year. So why am I taking anything that Michigan did last year and applying it to this year with a completely new team, completely new coaching staff? Doesn't matter. It's always best to sit back, take as much notes as you can, and after a couple weeks, once these teams get out of cupcake, you know, conference play is what I like to say in the first couple weeks, where you get your, you know, Ohio State. I know they're playing Virginia Tech. I get all that. But your typical big heavy hitter team is playing Northwest Texas, Southwest Texas, East-West Texas, North-South, East, and West Texas State, and then following up with Texas A&I, A&M, EIOU State to round it off. Some of these teams don't even play a road game in college football until October. Think about that. You open up, let's just say, September the 4th. You don't leave the state until October 19th. Come on. I mean, get real. You're telling me you have a line or you know how that team is going to play. College kids we're talking about here again, 18, 19, 20, 21, haven't played a real game yet. Open it up in front of their crowd. You know they're just going to roll that tide out there. Just stomp it up. You know how Alabama's going to come out this weekend with a new quarterback. You know they don't even know who the quarterback is. It's like 3 days before the season, they don't even know who the quarterback is. But you do, right? Take the approach of making gambling an investment and gambling as an investment long-term. Don't worry about the opening. Enjoy the opening week. If you love football, you're going to enjoy these next 2 to 3 weeks because football is back. Sit back with a notepad, watch every game you can, enjoy everything that football season has to offer in both college football and the National Football League. You got a fantasy team? Check out your fantasy team. Do a lot of stats on that. Watch your fantasy players cheer like crazy on Sunday. You have a favorite team? Mine's the Eagles. I'm going to root like hell on that Monday night that they open up at the Atlanta Falcons. Who's your favorite team? Redskins, Dallas, Broncos, Chargers, whoever it is. Root like hell. No need to place a wager down. Sam Bradford and Eagles look fantastic in the preseason. They open up on the road in Atlanta. Didn't check over the weekend because I know a lot of people like to look at, you know, oh, how are you doing in preseason? The Eagles are doing very well, as you can see, lighting up the scoreboard. It's better than not lighting up the scoreboard, but does it mean a lot? Not really. Just good to see some guys healthy. You can see the potential that they might have. But they're going on the road opening night in a tough environment. It's tough to play in a dome on the road when you're not a dome team. It's tough to win any game in the National Football League on the road, regardless of situation. And you'll see that in my approach during the National Football League and college football is how we approach the home team with a lot more firepower from our end than we would be approaching a road team. But again, take notes on that and enjoy. You don't. Sam Bradford's played like 30 snaps in the preseason. Two straight ACL injuries. I mean, what am I going to do? Am I going to lay the wood on the Eagles open tonight just because I'm a fan? No. Sit back, watch the game, enjoy it. Take notes. Boy, Eagles blew out the Falcons. That's something. File that one away. Not too sure how the Falcons will pick up. How about if the Falcons win on Monday night? I mean, it's all up in the air. Take the slower approach in football season, and it will really help your bankroll over the long haul. Because if you're just looking at games on an individual basis, there's plenty more baseball to go. Now, baseball is getting harder and harder as the summer goes on because, again, we always talk about it each and every week with the haves and the have-nots. I found my groove in August when typically I might struggle. But, I mean, you're looking at over 20 years of experience there. I mean, if it's broke, fix it. If it's broke, break it because every day you should be learning and following new trends from that season, not 5 seasons before, because something that didn't work last year might be working this year. Something that works this August might not work next August. But we found a nice groove in the way that we're handicapping games right now. As you can see last week, only had 5 plays. Didn't lose a single play. 4-0-1 last week. Clients plus 20 units of profit. You see me tweet out. And again, it's not about 1 week. I've always said that. Not about 1 week. Not about 2 weeks. Not about a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, or a year. Take the gambling approach of lifetime. there's always going to be another game the next day. Live the fight on. You don't have to take that late game. We've been taking an approach lately that's just going to have us hammer one game a day right now in baseball, taking the absolute best mismatch according to our numbers and what we feel is the right play and firing on that. A lot of times earlier in the season, you know, everybody's still in it. You know, everybody still has aspirations for the playoffs, whether it be a pennant title or just making it into that second wild card. But we've really, really settled in and found our groove and firing away on one game a day over the past month, month and a half. Over the past 30 days, 62% winners. That's above our average. As you can see, if you go to the website, I have a running updated total. And hey, I've lost over, you know, in my giving out plays and selling on the line, I've lost over 450 baseball plays. Lost over 450 in my career. You know, this isn't a stroke of genius or wave a magic wand. Over my career, I'm about 55% in baseball season, and that consists of the majority I'm playing somewhere between minus 100 to minus 150, the majority of my plays. I do play some underdogs earlier usually in the season because I think that's when they have the most value. But I would say for every 7 out of 10 plays, I'm going to be playing that slight favorite 150 or less. I love that strike zone target of about minus 125 to minus 50 to get the highest, because typically you can find a lot of value in those favorites, and that's really been what has been working. But as I digress, it's not about a week, it's not about a day, it's not about a month. I mean, you see me tweet out 4-0 last week, up very nice 30 days, up very nice over the last 60 days, up really nice over the last 90 days. It shows you long term that I'm invested with you on that. And we don't play games every day. We had a really nice week. We actually should have went 5-0, but the Dodgers just couldn't get home an extra run against the Cincinnati Reds on a day baseball game during the week. But you take and you live those. You didn't lose it. You pushed it, and you fight, and you move on. We only had 5 total plays in baseball season over the last 7 days. There's no need. Profit is always going to be there as long as you fire on the right games. There's no magic strategy. You know, you don't want to get hot and bet 7 games and hope you win 6 of those in one day. That's not the right way to do it, because people in the real world that are gambling aren't gambling on 7 games a day. I'm sorry. It's just not the way it is. And you shouldn't be doing that either. I mean, let's just say you have a moderate bankroll. You say, hey, Donnie, I got $2,000 I want to start the football season with. Is it fair for me to put in like $1,100 a place on your first day when you have $2,000 for the entire season? Hey, you could get hot and win. You could be up $3,000. But that's not the way it goes in gambling. A world-class handicapper all time is going to be sitting right around 51, 52, 53, 54% world class. In my career, keeping track, I've lost almost 1,000 recorded plays. 1,000. If you have bet with me, I've lost almost 1,000 plays for you. But on the flip side there, we've won more than we've lost. Career total right now, I believe, last I checked, about 52.4%. It's what we're hitting career, and that's profitable, and that's all it's supposed to be. It's not a lottery ticket when you're gambling. You know, you're not looking to hit Powerball. I'm not trying to triple your bankroll on one weekend. I'm just trying to put you on one more winner than loser. And again, that accumulates over the time. If you're looking at a game to bet today in baseball, we have a couple that we're going to take a look at a little bit later tonight. They are favorites. We haven't factored anything in until we see some lineups there, but I like what I see. But again, there's no need to bet 4 and 5 games when you know you have a statistical advantage on maybe 1 to 2 games. Use that to your advantage, and you will win money over the long term. If that game loses, it's a 7 o'clock game, and you really like that game at 10 o'clock, just no need to fire on it. Close the book on tonight. Sit back, relax with a cocktail. Drown your sorrows, because tomorrow there's probably going to be a play just as good as the one you lost on, which you thought was going to be good. And you're going to come back and hit that play the next day. That's always the best advice that I can give my friends and clients, that no matter what happens in your gambling day, there's always tomorrow. In gambling, take it as a 365-day approach as to maybe a single day or a single week approach. It's always going to help you out in the long term doing that. And today, you know, a lot of people are talking about capping football, capping NCAA, going over, you know, strict games and looking at this. I like to take the beginning of every season and rehash exactly why we're in this business and why we got into the business. Because again, it's about thinking long term, not thinking short term. And again, football is a really, really fun time of the year. It's my favorite time of the year. I love college basketball. I love Major League Baseball. But the time is football season, and it's football all day long, every day, right through to the Super Bowl, and it's a lot of fun. And it can be profitable, but it also can be extremely painful if you're not betting the right way. You should always be betting with a flat bankroll as a flat approach. If there's people out there saying, hey, look, it's Monday night, one star. It's Tuesday, Maction, one star. Wednesday, Maction, four star. Saturday game, five star. Sunday game, four star. That's just a shell game. Just about every game has the same exact chance if you're dealing with a spread as opposed to the baseball season. If you're dealing with a spread, each one of those games has the same exact chance to hit. Now, maybe you think you like a game a lot more than somebody else does, or you say, boy, I got a fire on this game. Take a flat betting approach. If you're a gambler, or should I say you're a tout, handicapper, investor, whoever it is telling you to manipulate, it's just a shell game. Anybody can play that game, and anybody can win. Because if you're taking gambling as a coin flip, let's just say you do this, and I see a lot of people online doing it all the time. One star on Monday, winner. One star on Tuesday, winner. One star on Wednesday, winner. Two star on Thursday, loser. Two star on Friday, loser. Five star on Saturday, loser. What do you think happens on Sunday? Do they take a flat betting approach? Because they want to tout that they won for the week? No. You're going to be on a 10-star game on Sunday, even if they don't like it or not. Because they're not gambling on it, because if they win it, look at that, we won for the week. If they lose it, we gave it our best shot, we'll get it back next week. And you start betting 10 units right off the bat, win one of those, and then drop it all the way back down to one unit as a shell game. Nobody in their right mind should be gambling that way. And I know me as a gambler, I know you as a gambler. It's not fair to ask you to do that. Hey, John, put a game down $100 on Monday night, lost. Put a game down $100 on Tuesday, lost. Is it fair to me to tell you to go and put $400 down because I really love that Wednesday game? Who in their right mind would do that? Who would follow somebody who does that? If you're not taking a flat betting approach, you're just smoking mirrors in a shell game. End of story. Now, if you say you start the season, let's just say the month of September, getting your feel, because people want to gamble. I understand that, and I respect that. It's your money. Do whatever you want with it. But if they say, let's take a one-star approach in September, we've got some leans that we like, let's lay it down and wait for October, and then we'll really get after it. I can respect that because it's a flat bettors game. So if you go the whole 30 days of September, one-star, 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 who knows what you go? 23-10. 10 and 23. But it's the same each and every time. You can have respect for that. Go in October. All right, guys, thumbs up. Let's put the rubber to the road and let's get after it. We're going to flat bet 5 units from here on out through the rest of the season. Our models are filled up with enough numbers that we can actively make a good decision for you. I have respect for that. What I don't have respect for is Saturday's games, 500 on USC, 100 on Arkansas State, 200 on Michigan, 400 on Texas Tech, and 1,000 on Ohio State. So you take that gambler and you go 6-2 that day, whatever it comes out to be, and you lost the money because you lost your two quote-unquote top plays. That's not fair. It's not fair to the gambler, and they know that. So if somebody's not taking a flat betting approach with you each and every day, and again, I don't care if they're betting, just keep it the same. Because you know as well as I do, gambling most of the time, unless you have an edge, and you've done it for a long time, and you have 8 hours a day to study, it's a 50-50 proposition, like basically a coin flip with the point spread. You're designed to win one, and you're designed to lose one. That's why there's juice in Las Vegas. That's why it's -110. It's exactly why it's there, because that's the design. Professionals are going to do a little bit better than that, as I said. I've had over 2,000, just about 2,000 games logged as a professional. I'm at like 52.5%. It's profitable, but that's the reality of it. You can hit 60%. Look, I hit 60% last month in Major League Baseball. I'll tell you right now, I used to hit usually about 55%. And that's not even with a spread. I mean, yes, I bet minus ones, you know, and run lines and stuff like that, but not minus 1.5, maybe in the first five innings betting minus a half run. But primarily we're betting against a money line scenario, and we're usually 55%. That's lifetime in baseball. Hit 60, over 60%, what, 63, 64% last month? That's a rarity, I'll tell you right now. I'm not going to send an email like, hey, you can expect this every single month, because you can't. That's just not realistic. I don't even care if you're betting minus 240 favorites. I mean, we don't really go above 160. It's a really rare occasion that we go up against minus 160 or higher. I see people laying wood at 230, 270, 290 and claiming victories. That's just ridiculous. Why would you ever lay that much money? It's not worth your time. It's not worth the return on investment, because you basically need to win three of those games to make up for it, just the one loss. But again, it's no ticket. And that's what I like to tell you at the start of football season. You're not even going to see me with a football play. You know, I get a lot of times, like, hey, Donnie, week one, man, I know you're not gambling. Who do you like? And I send it back and I say, you know, here, I like these three games right here. Won't bet them. Neither should you. And hey, they might go 3-0. They might go 0-3. If you're betting in college football and if you're betting in the National Football League in the month of September, I can give you this little bit of advice where I know you can't get hurt. Whatever game you look at, make sure you're on a really, really good website that's going to show where the money flow is going. And that's what we talk about all the time, is public versus Vegas. If you're looking at public versus Vegas, just fade the public in the month of September. The odds maker who made that line, who is getting ready for the season, knows way more than Joe Public is ever going to know. What game looks the easiest on the card in the NFL week one? Now, up till Jordy Nelson going down, Randall Cobb going down, not sure he's going to play. Everybody and their grandmom is busting out that shoebox under the bed to lay down that wood on Green Bay going on the road week one against the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears look like a dumpster fire. And I can be Joe Public as well and look at them and be like, oh my God, Jay Cutler's not, he's not going to make it this year. Young rookie wide receiver they draft in the top 10, he's not even in. Alshon Jeffrey walking around with a boot on his calf. The defense is in shambles, new coaching staff, playing in a tough division, and you get Green Bay right out of the chute. Who has Aaron Rodgers? He's going to be ready to go no matter what. I want to see what happens in that game. Damn near 80% of the public's on Green Bay. And as me, sitting around the water cooler, yeah, why shouldn't you be on Green Bay? Who in the right mind is going to take the Bears? Bet against the public week one in the NFL. You won't get hurt. You might not win money, but you won't get hurt. Every single year, and again, take that stat into the equation. I'm going to talk about it all year long, or at least mostly in football season and mostly in September. Fade the public. The public loses more money in September than any month out of the year because they just look at what they know. Hey, I watch football season long. I watch it on ESPN. I watch ESPN Insiders. And all they tell me all season long is, God, how Aaron Rodgers just can't be stopped. And you're right, he can't. But in the NFL, there's a point spread. Aaron Rodgers might be up 13 points with a minute to go. Cutler to Alshon Jeffrey, bang, touchdown. Yeah, game's over, doesn't really matter. But they just got inside that 6.5 and 7 right there. Bet against the public in September. Hang on, folks. I'll be there. I'll be there for you at the end of September, and I'll be there for you right through to the Super Bowl and all the bowl games. We're going to take a good, clean approach, just like we do in baseball. If the play is there, we're going to fire. Maybe I'll dabble, you know, just in a little bit early weeks. I'm not going to gamble anything serious. There's no need to, because not even I'm confident in my own play that I'm putting out. But you wait. Once you get 3 full weeks in college football, 3 full weeks in professional football, by the end of September, we are going to have a party on this show. We are going to be locked, loaded, and firing on games. But again, we're going to take it that smart approach. Between college football and professional football, 5 games, maybe 6 the entire week. That is combined in both. Not 5 games in college football and 5 games in professional football. That's 5 to 6 games total. Now, that number may increase a little bit as the season goes on because college football will start getting put on more and more each and every day. I mean, you're going to have, once I believe Maction starts late October, early November, you're going to have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday football. That's going to be a lot of fun, no doubt about it. So that's when the plays may increase because, as you know myself, I'm huge into the Mid-American Conference. College basketball, college football, it's maybe my favorite league because it just goes back to the ground roots, man. These kids just, I mean, they're Division I players. Don't get me wrong. There is some talent in that league. But they just love to play the game, and all hell breaks loose in those games, which is a lot of fun. But we are going to pick on some of those big boys and some of those mismatches that we're going to like. There's a nice formula that I do use in college football. It's worked well. We took a lot of bad beats last year in professional and college football. So I'm going to expect a lot of those to come back our way this year. And I think it will. It does. It bounces out all the time. We had some good caps that we should have won last year that we didn't win. And very rarely, except on the Michigan State and Baylor game, did we get one back. But easily for every bad beat we took last year, every five bad beats, we got one go back our way, which should even out. And I believe this is going to be the year that we're going to have a lot of fun doing that. We're going to take the same approach, low and slow. I mean, we're not going to bet a ton of games. And again, it's a 365-day thing per year. Stay with me. We'll win money. There's no question about it. I'm not your guy if you want to bet 30 games a week. I'm not that guy because I don't bet 30 games a week, and most people in their right mind don't. Some people will sell you 30 picks a week, but they're not betting that many games. Who's betting 10 games a day in baseball? I mean, honestly, who's – I mean, unless you're, you know, in Vegas – and you're laying by the pool because you have $1 billion stock option or $1 billion trust fund that's set away, nobody is doing that because you can't do that and you can't win. My theory is the more you bet, the more you're going to lose. If you take everything in doses and put your foot in the right direction, you're going to win money. And it's been a lot of fun. We only have a couple more minutes left in the show today, but I just felt it was necessary on the last day of August, heading into football season, just my philosophical approach on how I approach gambling in football season. Again, you're not going to see me with any plays in football until week 4 in the NFL and week 4 in college football. None. Take it all in, take notes, pick games, cap games, but we're not going to put anything on it. Once we get into college football regular season conference play, we're really going to strike. Because then the numbers are in, the who's who has been separated, and we're going to be ready to go. Numbers going to be better in Vegas? Yeah, because they'll have a better feel. But so will we. And we're going to apply that advantage and apply that knowledge each and every time we make a play during football season. Got some baseball tonight. As I said, there's 2 to 3 games we are looking at. Should be in action tonight if the numbers and the lineups are right. I don't like not having plays for 2 straight days. It's happened before. But yesterday, we just couldn't find anything that we wanted to fire on. Again, last week, we were 4-0-1, plus 20 units overall. On Sunday, the only game we liked was the run line, -1 on Washington, but it was a little bit pricey. Strasburg gets down 3-0 right off the bat, but they came back and, I believe, finished that game and won 7-4. Miami's a terrible road team. Washington has to win. It's like a perfect storm when it all comes together. There's a couple games tonight that I like which are looking similar in that fashion to Washington. So if we get the right lineup and the right number, we're going to be in some good action tonight, no question about it. But again, football starting Thursday night. We have our show Thursday night, primetime edition. We're going to talk a lot of football. And at that time, some football games may actually be final. So if we're getting on about 8 o'clock, yeah, that South Carolina-North Carolina game might be over by then. But you know we'll have it on in the background and really getting after it at that. And taking a lot of notes to see if UNC is actually for real this year or another contender or pretender. That's definitely what we're going to take a look at. Well, folks, I mean, it's been a lot of fun today going over exactly my philosophy on what I think. And this is the Long Shots brand. It's how we do things at trendbetting.com, putting you on the right side, not forcing any issues, and winning the right way. That's what we're about. If you haven't been to the website yet, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Look at the experts tab, top right-hand corner. I'm right there listed there. Lucky Lance Williams, Alex AK47, CJ the Razor, MMAJ. We're all there. Everybody is there. Anything you want for college football, professional football, Major League Baseball, MMA, golf, tennis, it's all there for you. I'll see you back on Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll go over some more college football. Baseball's been sensational this summer. So hopefully we'll put another few winners tonight, keep this win streak going, and we'll see you folks coming up later this week on Thursday's show. Take care. And see you on the right side.